Hello and welcome to the Carson City Cultural Commission meeting. I'm going to call it to order. It's 5:37. Sorry for the delay. As you could tell when you came in, there was another meeting just ending. Can we have the call, the roll call, please?
Chairperson McBride.
Present.
Vice Chair Dineo. Commissioner Abowd. Commissioner Bugley.
Present.
Commissioner Leyva.
Present.
Commissioner McCormick.
Present.
Commissioner Ramirez.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you for that. Now is time for the opening public comments and discussion. The public is invited at this time to comment on and discuss any topic that is relevant to or within the authority of the Carson City Cultural Commission. In order for members of the public to participate in the Cultural Commission's consideration of an agenda item, the Cultural Commission strongly encourages members of the public to comment on an item during the item itself, subject to a 3-minute limit. No action may be taken on a matter raised under public comment unless the item has been specifically included on the agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Rollett. I am your newly elected clerk recorder. I promise this will be less than 3 minutes. I just wanted to introduce myself. I know you guys are in really good hands with all of our staff, but I just wanted to put a face behind the name. So thank you.
And thanks for your office's support of our meetings. We really appreciate it. And the minutes are very well done. Thank you.
For the record, and any of you who don't know me, my name is John Barrett. I'm on the Board of Supervisors. I'm here tonight to just tell you of my ongoing interest, which Karen and Mark both know about, in serving eventually on the Cultural Commission. So if any of you should leave during my next 2 years, I'll be right there asking, and matter of fact, I will be asking my board colleagues on Thursday that if an opening should come up, they know of my interest in serving on the board. You guys have done great work. I think Karen is a great liaison to the Board of Supervisors, and we'll carry that on. She has been a point person in this regard all the time I've been here in Carson City. I know what great work she does. And I would never ask that she go off for me or any of you go off. But if that happens, I will be trying to move up to this board. And I say up because Karen's heard me say I ran for the Board of Supervisors so I could assure that sooner or later I'd get to serve on the Cultural Commission, among other things. I applied to be on this body when I first moved to town, and my wife did maybe a year later. And, of course, we didn't know a soul, so, boom, we didn't get on. But I think you do great work, and I just wanted to alert you of that. I think I made a couple of other notes here. Oh, also, I would ask that Mark send me the agendas for these meetings and keep me posted. And if, as I understand it, you may do a strategic planning session sometime in the future, I'd be happy to come to that too and keep my mouth shut because I'm not very good at that, but I'll try. Thank you.
John, and I wanted to thank you for your support. Maybe people in the audience don't know about this or our newer commissioners, but when you were working for the appeal, the Nevada appeal as a reporter, you came and reported on every single one of our meetings. So thank you for keeping us at least in the spotlight for Carson City residents to learn about. So thank you.
That's very kind of you, Terry. Culture means a great deal to me. I'm a culture vulture.
Hello, everybody. Kai Sho, Nee Jacqueline at the JC Nice, or in English. That is hello. My name is Jacqueline, better known as JC. I'm from Winnemucca, Nevada, currently living here in Reno, going to school. And then I work over at the Martin Hotel, which, if you have not been there, is a Basque restaurant, and I highly recommend you go. I was invited here today by Mark to discuss a little bit about the Basque culture. Moving here to Carson City and starting to work at the Martin, I learned very quickly that there's not many people that know about the Basque culture or who the Basque people are. And that is why I am happy to be here and happy to talk about it. Just to give a little bit of background of everything, the Martin Hotel started out hundreds of years ago, taking in sheep herders and giving them all food. I worked for the owner for over 5 years, and when he came up to me and said, let's open one in Carson City, I said, let's do it. I'm so excited to do it. And part of that comes from me being Basque and having that close net and that close relationship with the Basque people in Winnemucca. I was so happy to come to Carson and be able to share that. Just to give a little, you know, insight of what the Basque people are, I wanted to just start with a basic question. Have any of you guys heard of the Basque people or the Basque culture before? Yeah, even for you guys, you know. I think it's a beautiful culture, and I think it's not talked about as much. And so Mark actually said before the meeting that you guys had kind of mentioned it a little bit, and when he came to the Martin, he heard me talk about it, and he said, oh, yeah, you gotta come and talk and you know, express. I'm so passionate about the Basque culture, and part of that is me and my siblings share it. And the Basque people originally are from Spain. And you have the Spanish Basques and the French Basque on both sides of the Pyrenees Mountains. And my family is from Pamplona, which is where the running of the bulls are. And I recently got to travel over to Spain and actually witness that, and it was the fastest 3 minutes of my life. For those of you who haven't eaten Basque food, just to give you a quick little spiel of what you're getting into when you show up, here at the Martin we serve soup, salad and beans, which always put your beans on top of the salad. It's the best part. And then you get three sides, your entree, and then bread pudding is also included. And I get asked all the time, how do these sheep herders eat all this food with all these people around them and go out and herd these sheep? Well, to answer that question, that's why they have their sheep dogs. They go out and they stick their sheep dogs on the sheep and they just sit and watch. So to answer that question, but the whole point of the Basque culture and the Basque food and opening the Martin here in Carson is to bring that family-oriented culture here. The idea is you show up and you sit with all these strangers and you break bread and you become one family altogether. So I love talking about it, like I said, and I like to say, if you have any questions or want to know more about the culture, I know a lot of the Basque language, and I love talking about it. So please get in touch with Mark and get my number if you have more questions about it. But I'm so happy to be here and experience all this with you guys. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Julie Losada Ocampo. And I'm here this evening at Mark Salinas' invitation. As well, I'd also like to share some information about Cantu Inca. My husband and I form a Peruvian Andean folkloric music duo. We're here in Carson City, and we're called Cantu Inca. Since 2003, Cantu Inca has been teaching Peruvian culture, history, and geography with Andean instruments to over 30,000 students now of all ages. We design cultural presentations and residencies at schools, and we perform community concerts at multicultural festivals, stage performances, private parties, and libraries. We were recently delighted to find out that Cantu Inca is now included on the Nevada Arts Council's Artists and Schools Communities roster for 2019 to 2022. This juried roster provides community support throughout Nevada for educational programs, residencies, and concerts. As registered teaching artists for the Nevada Arts Council, we are dedicated to sharing the culture and music of Peru in a wide range of venues. I thought I'd like to let you know that Cantu Inca is currently scheduling presentations for 2019. We'd love to talk to you about designing a unique Peruvian musical experience for your students or audiences. Our presentations can be as short as an hour or can be scheduled for multiple days. Carlos and I teach the origin, construction, and history of traditional Andean instruments, as well as share Peruvian culture, history, and geography through music. You can find more information at the Nevada Arts Council page that they have linked on theirs to us, and also at our website, which is www.contuinca.com. And thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations on getting listed.
We're so excited. Thank you very much.
Konnichiwa, ni hao, bonjour, and hello. As we know, the many different languages that we have in this country, and even here in Carson City in the state of Nevada. Hello, my name is Michael Smith. I moved here from Mississippi 19 months ago after retiring from the public school system of 32 years. So that explains why I may sound different than most of you from my southern dialect. Exposing our community, especially our youth, through multicultural diversity, celebrating different heritages, art forms, cultural traditions, and linguistics brings values and access to our communities. This strand should also bring educators together to explore strategies and lessons that help bring educators to empower the students through examination, validation, and of course, celebration of their own and others' cultures as well. I think this is a great, as the Carson City Arts and Culture look at its master plan, and as you forge ahead in the goals by supporting a very robust diversity on your agenda and your item 4A for discussion, as the 80,000, oops, I'm sorry, wishful thinking on my part, as the $8,000 grant funds are distributed for year 2019 and 20, I would like to be the point person with the assistance of my fraternity brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, particularly the Alpha Nu Nu chapter of Reno, Tahoe, to provide a forum to celebrate African-American history and culture through conversations, collaboration, African folklore and music, along with a soul food cooking contest. What a great way for the community to participate, coming together, preparing those wonderful delicacies, such as greens with ham hocks, candied yams. I know I'm making your mouth water, right, Karen? Fried chicken, hot water cornbread, hoppin' john, smothered cabbage, oxtails, just to name a few. This event will take place in 2020, when we all are being able to see 2020. In the month of February, as we celebrate and commemorate Black History Month. So I urge you, and we want to make sure, and I realize that in the city of Carson, Nevada, we don't have a large population or demographic subgroup of African Americans, but I think it's still important. It's an important tapestry of the DNA and the culture diversity that makes up this great country and also that makes up the capital city of Carson. So I want to thank you for your time. I will be more than happy to entertain any questions if you have any for me.
Are you considering holding that event here in Carson City?
Yes. I would like to look at the public library as being the venue to hold such an event. In past states I have lived in, we used to have those during the month of February, and the library was a good venue to hold those different, particularly the soul food cooking contests. And we want to look at this as something that we can give the winners first, second, and third prizes. Maybe we may have a nominal fee to charge individuals to like an entry fee, and then we would distribute the funds out to the winners so they can be able to get something for their dishes that they prepare for the soul food cooking contest.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. And last but not least, I know we're talking about diversity in music. I do want to extend an invitation to any of you to come to Blue Jazz. This is my band I'm part of. We play a lot of soul, jazz, and Memphis blues music. We're playing at the Belafonte this weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's free. So please come out and tell a friend to tell another friend. Thank you so much.
My name is Joe McCarthy, and I am the general manager of KNVC 95.1 FM, Carson City's community public radio station, all volunteer. I'm also working with an entity as part of KNVC, which is we've labeled Nevada Capital News, which is our full-time news outlet. And I'm here because we're celebrating our first year of full year of broadcasting. January of last year, we flipped the switch and began to originate our programming. And so since that time, we have had an influx or we've been actually swamped with interested folks that want to become volunteer broadcasters. And so far, two of our broadcasters, their programs have been syndicated nationally. Will Houck's, it's just rebel rock and roll, and his show is terrific. And, of course, our traditional Irish Celtic hour, 2 hours every Saturday, Joe Bly and Katie Marie, and that's been syndicated also. We went through a strategic plan here a couple of weeks ago, and we bifurcated our activities, and we're focusing full-time. The Nevada Capital News is focusing full-time, and Brian Bayuth, who is our news director, is focusing full-time on doing the news. We're working on three different beats that we think would be the best way to take advantage of this opportunity. Of course, we're going to do politics. We'll be very present over at the ledge. And secondly, we're going to focus on the environment, meaning the environment that relates to activities outdoors and how we all enjoy Western Nevada. And thirdly, we're really, really going to focus on having an arts beat. And so we're going to try to really focus on taking advantage of giving more exposure to the various arts activities that are going on in and around the capital region. And so that entity is going to keep us busy, but the radio station now has shifted its focus just a little bit. And Joe Bly has now taken over full-time as our program director. And we're going to focus, obviously, on music. We have everything from hip-hop to Celtic music and, of course, lots of different kinds of rock and roll. We have some spaces open for jazz and for classical, and that's harder to fill, but we're going to get there. And we're going to shift our focus away from politics on the radio side and move more towards public affairs. And some of our correspondents are working on programs right now in that area. So I just thought I'd let you know that KNVC and Nevada Capital News, that combination, is the first community radio station in the history of the state of Nevada. And so, therefore, obviously, we're the first in Carson City. We're proud of it. We're working very hard. It's hard to pull off all volunteer because there's still a cost associated with it. And that's where I stay in the background and see if I can at least keep us afloat. So that's my job. And it's the simple fundraising trifecta of individual donors and underwriting and grants when we are in a position to actually apply for grants, when we have our solid foot on the ground and we have a good budget. So I just thought I'd let you know you're all welcome to come down to the radio station at any time, give you a grand tour. If you're so inclined, you can join and hit the donate button. And you can also, if you have a business in town, our underwriting costs are so cheap you won't even notice it in your budget. So, all right. And I leave you with my background a little bit. I was the executive director of the Brewery Arts Center for about 8 or 9 years. I'm losing track of this now. And then I took over for 11 years. I was the economic development and redevelopment director for Carson City. And I think probably one or two of the top things that I was proud of was the formation of the Cultural Commission. And we worked from the beginning to build support with the Board of Supervisors, and eventually I wrote the ordinance, and we actually pulled this off. And then we had a commission, and what do you do then? We reached out to community members. Peter Barton was instrumental in taking the lead as the first chair, and we recruited a bunch of you to at least consider that, and then we had no budget whatsoever, so we were just trying to figure out where to go. So I commend you on what you've done to turn what was a dream and a little effort into something very powerful in this community. So, way to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe, don't you have an open house coming up at the radio station?
We have an open house tomorrow night at 4:30, and of course you're all welcome to come to that, and I thank you, Ellie. My volunteers would now are already spanking me for not paying, letting you know about that. And basically, it's just a little bit of finger food, a little bit of wine, and shooting the breeze about what community radio is. And we get to show you the operation side, where all the volunteer broadcasters and correspondents get the work done, because that's really where it's at. And it's fun to see. So
Can you share with the audience members where that open house
okay,
is going
so
to be?
We are fortunate enough to have a space that's provided to us by Carson Tahoe, and it's the old Adams building at 990 North Minnesota Street, and it's pretty easy to get to, and I'm trying to think of the cross street. You guys help me out, but it's very much near off of Division. On right behind the old hospital, on the east side of the old hospital.
It's a little White House.
Yeah. And it's really a cozy little place. And so we're very thankful for the generosity of Carson Tahoe Regional Medical Center for giving us the use of that space. So we put it to full use. Let me tell you, when you come down there, it's hopping. So what else did I forget? I'm out of here. All right.
Thank you, Mark. Hi, I'm Sharon Ross with Capital City Arts Initiative. And what Mark's handing out is our flyer. We print our flyers for our student shows just digitally, but I'm giving you a handout copy. Our exhibition is up photo finished with advanced photography by Carson High School students. We have the last couple of pieces to hang up tomorrow, I hope. The rest of the show is up. There is a reception on Thursday, and you're all invited for all the lemonade and cookies you can want. We hope you can come. The receptions for the high schoolers are really fun. They come in the door pretty bright-eyed, wondering what's going on, but it's delightful to meet them and see how proud they are of their work. We're thrilled with the exhibition. It's very, very good. Spaya Ferguson is coming from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The purple flyer that you've got, that exhibition opens on February 8th in the courthouse. And it's all wall-hung sculpture. She uses building materials to make her pieces. They're good. We're delighted to be having that show. Nevada Neighbors is kicking off again. Caleb Cage, who's a veteran and works for the state of Nevada, and I can't remember exactly. He's moved a couple of times. He's going to be doing a reading from his short story collection on Tuesday, February 26th at the Brick. And then Paul Baker Prindle is opening a new art museum at UNR and is going to be doing a virtual tour of the museum on March 26th. Paul Baker Prindle's museum is having a grand opening on January 25th up at the museum in Reno on campus. So that's what CCAI is doing, and thank you. Any questions?
Sharon, isn't the courthouse going to be temporarily closed for painting or something? Is that this month? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Any other public comment at this time? No? Seeing none. We're going to move to the next item on the agenda, and that is to approve the minutes of the November 26th, 2018 meeting. And I understand there are just a couple of clarifications.
Yeah, I'll make at least the first two. For the last meeting, to approve the minutes of the previous meeting, Christopher and Milo were not on the board at that time, so I think they have to... They can't, you know, vote for it. They have to abstain.
That's correct. If they had reviewed the, excuse me, minutes of the meeting, they could vote to approve. Okay. But if they haven't, they don't actually have to be at the meeting if they've reviewed the meetings, reviewed the minutes afterwards.
Okay. All right. Okay. But the other one on the thing, yes, and one of the dates. Item number 647-27, under 5F, that the funding would run out for Mark's position in 2020. It's actually 2021.
That was probably Terry McBride's mistake. The first mistake since 1987.
Okay.
Should I read into that error or should I not? You're not trying to tell me something,
yeah,
right?
No, okay. The funding actually does run out in 2021. I might have said 2020, though. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Anybody else? No. Okay, so do I have a motion to approve the minutes with the corrections as noted?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Now we move on to adopt the agenda as presented. Do we have any changes in the order of the agenda?
No change to the agenda. We're going to go as is presented.
And now we get to elect a chair and vice chair for the Carson City Cultural Commission's 2019 calendar year. We do this every year, the first meeting of the year, for those of you who are new. It's not a formal process. So this is my second year as chair, and in the city commission's policies and procedures, it's stated that it is hoped that somebody only serves 2 years in a row. They can serve later if they wish, and the same for vice chair. So with that being said, if everyone's comfortable with me throwing out my nominations, just because I'm chair doesn't mean that they matter any more than anybody else's suggestions. But I'll just go ahead and nominate Barb DeNeo as chair and Lupe Ramirez as vice chair.
May I say a word just for the record before we have that vote? Chair McBride, I want to thank you for your service this past year and, of course, Commissioner DeNeo for your service as vice chair. Before you make this vote, I just want to thank the entire commission. It's nice to have seven members now, new ones, for your service, and understand that your role and responsibility in the city is to advise the Board of Supervisors on all things related to the city regarding arts and culture. Your role with me is really is at times counsel, at times friendship, at times direction, and for feedback of how I administer that Arts and Culture Master Plan, vis-a-vis that 1% Arts and Culture Revolving Fund. Whomever is chair and vice chair, I look forward to working with any of you, really. Just want the public to understand how really important this position is internally to gain momentum, to advocate for the arts, and to really create a team. Thanks.
Well, with that said, I'd like to second the nomination.
So you seconded, so did I make a motion just now? Okay, so I move to nominate Commissioner Dineo as chair and Commissioner Ramirez as vice chair for the 2019 calendar year. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? No, no opposition? Thank you. Motion approves. And I would just like to thank all of you for volunteering your time as on the commission. It's important that we do this, and it's important that we're getting out there. And as you can see, our audiences have been growing.
Yeah, they are.
And thanks again to everybody here for all your support and your volunteering your time.
If I might add to that, for those in the audience who don't know, we know here, Terry has put in an extraordinary amount of time, energy, interest, smarts, in working to bring the community together, and I think she deserves a big round of applause. Yay, Miss Terry.
Thank you. Okay, so are you going to run the meeting?
She's just, well, is that tradition?
I believe so.
I'm up now? Well, okay.
So we're item number four.
Well, yeah, staff summary, yeah. This really is going to be fun, and I think we're sort of at a pivotal year, at least from my point of view, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun this year, and I'm so glad that Milo and Chris are here. And we're going to have a good time. Please, at least on my first meeting, cut me a little slack, and then we'll go from there. Yeah. So staff report is what I have.
No, you're on four.
Four. Oh, discussion only. Do I have the wrong form? I must. 4A. See, I don't have it. Uh-huh. Okay, so I think I'm turning this over to you, Mark. For discussion only about the cultural event grant.
Thank you, and congratulations. So this is to review and discuss new cultural event grant that the Cultural Commission would distribute with pre-existing budgeted funds from the Arts and Culture 1% Transient Occupancy Tax. The total budget amount for this grant in FY19-20 would not exceed $8,000. So as I wrote in the staff summary, you know, as part of our arts and cultural plan, we are given the directive to support multicultural diversity of art, heritage, and cultural traditions, which include African-American, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, and other ethnic and folk expressions of culture alongside traditional Eurocentric art forms. So that's taken directly from our arts and culture master plan. Since I started October 2016 to the present date, I've been approached by a number of organizations, and that's also in the packet there. The State Museum in partnering with their Day of the Dead celebration, the State Museum in partnering with their Chinese New Year celebration, powwows, Polynesian festivals. And the allocation of those funds are coming directly from my office from that 1%, which I'm fiscally responsible for. Needless to say, a lot of the asks are for finance, but also all asks across the board are in-kind donations of my staff time. Not only in coordinating the community with their event, to being at the event, to documenting it and seeing what the ROI is on those investments, both of my time and my money. Just as I put in front of this commission last year a scoring rubric for redevelopment, money allocated by redevelopment for arts and culture events, so too do I want to make this process transparent, where the onus is not upon me to prescribe the allocated amount. And I would like to put that in front of the cultural commission going forward in FY19, where organizations or individuals interested in putting together a cultural event come here at a regularly scheduled meeting, and they present it to you, and you score it as you know how. But I'm working on the budget for next fiscal year, and this $8,000 is about $1,600 more than what I've allocated. But I really want there to be a transparent rhyme and reason for the public so they understand the process. As you know, when we dusted off the redevelopment grant, we put scoring rubrics and we had a workshop and we put it out there, and the updated form is on the government website. Our application jumped from, I think, 4 to 7 to 11 in the amount of numbers that we received. I don't expect this to be any different. Why there's a little bit more, $8,000 is what I feel comfortable in the budget I'm going to present to finance later on this year. And what I want to do is just present that for discussion this evening, to take a look at some of the language that I've put in this in these grants guidelines, which is taken almost verbatim from the redevelopment language that you unanimously approved last year. So, for example, in February of 2017, while I didn't fund any financial sponsorship to the State Museum and the Children's Museum, there was a lot of time when I was at Visitors Bureau that we put forth to covering it with news and photographs and our own arrangements of some of the commercial buildings there between those two venues, so this parade could navigate through and gain some exposure. You'll also see in 2018 I put the International Film Festival. So currently, Linda isn't here today, but currently the commission allocated $2,000 from redevelopment to their organization. I think under this new grant, I think that would be eligible for something as a culture, as a new cultural event, and that it brings three foreign films, the expression of language and culture here to the culture to the community center, Polynesian festivals, powwows, and as you've seen by some of our guests who were kind enough to share their thoughts with us during public comment, this exists here, and I think all we have to do is wave the banner a little higher. So there are some things that, you know, I have to submit this about a week in advance. Things move quickly, and there are some things, if you would like to look at the grant guidelines with me, that I would like to amend to present to you next time. And
excuse me, Mark, are there copies in the back for folks?
Copies of everything that we're presenting are back there. Yeah,
the audience.
As well as in a binder.
Okay.
Under the process, I'm proposing that instead of organizations coming to me 3 days before the event, that they attend a regularly scheduled meeting, and that they would give me 3 months' notice. Now, bear in mind, we meet every other month. For me, that's not a lot of time, but for others, I realize it could be, so I would change that to 2 months. So an organization would give me 2 months' advance notice. So that's one edit I'm going to make to this document before I bring it to our next meeting for your possible approval. Under ineligibility, you'll read that it says applicants may not apply for both a redevelopment special event grant and a cultural event grant. Thank you, Commissioner Bugley, for dialing me in on that language. What was implied and what I will correct is that applicants may not apply for both grants for the same events. An applicant, if they're having several different types of event, may apply for funding for each event, but I'll use the International Film Festival as an example. Sorry, Linda, that's what you get for not being here. But if they were to apply for a redevelopment grant, you know, we have $25,000 to allocate, we wouldn't fund that event and then turn around and fund it again as a cultural event. If they come up with a different event, so be it.
So if you're a visual artist, if let's say you're a budding painter or a sculptor here in town, and you want, and you have an idea for a show to showcase your stuff and to get people familiar with your work, could you list that as an event? And would it cover art supplies? Or?
Well, you know, this is specifically for, you know, what we have in quotes here, the diversity of arts, heritage, and cultural traditions, which include African American, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, other ethnic and folk expressions. I think that should be either here or beyond. You know, and I'll be speaking later. We have the a fantastic opportunity to have actually a Russian symphony quartet here in Carson City very soon. I think that would be an eligible applicant in this process. So individuals may apply. But then again, you know, bear in mind that in your scoring criteria, you have one, two, six bullet points here. One of them is the demonstrative community support or investment in the project proposal, the clearly defined ability to successfully complete the project. So you're going to still having your guidelines of success. Now, the one different thing here, as opposed to that redevelopment where we allocate it all in one evening, this is $8,000 for the entire year. So you'll see that in the scoring criteria, I don't have listed that we're proposing the awarded amount be directly proportional to their scoring percentage, as we did before, right? So that's the burden's going to be on this body to decide. I think what we'll do is we'll score it, we'll put it on the screen, I'll calculate it, we'll put it on the screen, just so each other can see where you are in that scoring criteria. I would propose that we don't use that percentage times their ask to find what they want. They could come up here asking for $10,000. Of course, we don't have that. But I think having a scoring criteria up on the board is important. And then the body can decide how much, bearing in mind how much I've spent in the past, and bearing in mind what organizations are already out there, to judge how far you want to go. I think it's going to be important to leave money in there as this, you know, will run from July to June.
That's $8,000 total, not
correct.
Each.
Okay.
Correct. Mark, is there going to be a limit to the amount an organization or individual can request?
You know, I think, you know, again, for redevelopment, I put those limits in there. I think it was 2,500 and 5,000. Just because all of us were at the table and we knew how to divide that pie. This is going to be a bit blind because we don't know if there's only going to be one organization applies all year or 20. And there's also a proposal in here that unallocated funds would roll forward.
Well, that's, you just defined it, because not everybody applies at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be throughout that period of time. Okay.
Although a really supercharged, enthusiastic scenario is we go through all of the money in the very first meeting where this is available. Because 20, you know, 20 groups show up.
I mean, undoubtedly,
we have to try something.
I mean, undoubtedly, yeah. We're going to have, you know, just like redevelopment grant, once we put that up there, and this grant will be on our new, which I'll speak to later, our new website, a page on our city website to advertise it. So I'm certain we're going to get new organizations. You've seen JC here tonight talking about the Basque. She has a dance group there. I think we're going to get a lot of people coming to this. And so that's why I would exercise a little discretion when it's upon you. Of course, you have the notes that I've included in tonight's meeting about what I've funded in the past. But really, this is all about transparency, putting the decision-making on this open body, and having just building some scoring criteria and some structure around it.
Yeah, I would say if the money runs out early in the year, that will give us an incentive to identify new funding sources for the following year. And I will say this has happened with the Artist Residency Express grants that the Nevada Arts Council has. It's, if you meet the qualifications, it's non-competitive. And we're now in January, halfway through the fiscal year, and this year their money is already allocated. And so that happens.
So, Mark, at the next meeting, you know, let's further refine this and define this and work on how we can make this happen. And in a conversation with you, it occurred to me, you're not alone out there. You have seven people sitting here, you know, who want to work with you and for you to make Carson a better
place in terms of arts and culture. It's great now, but we got to go even higher. Okay?
So please, as the days progress, if anything comes to mind in reading this a second, third, fourth time, please let me know.
I have one more. Okay. If there is money left over, you said it would roll over. But there's also an item here that unspent grant money does not roll over. I think that should be more strongly stated, that any leftover funds must be returned to the commission.
Could you just point out under what category?
It's under guidelines, second bullet.
Sure. So those guidelines are for the grant recipient.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we had a case where a grant recipient, I think they were allocated by this body about $2,000. They only spent about $700 in that fiscal year, and in their mind, they thought the city was reserving that $1,300 for future expenditures.
So what I'm asking is that it says any unallocated funds, any unspent funds by the recipient, the grantee, must be returned to the commission or to the coordinator.
Right. Well, it would roll forward. These are reimbursements, so there's nothing to give back if we don't give it to them first. Yeah.
Is that stated that it's reimbursement?
Thank you. And then also, the Cultural Commission, the next very sentence, let's look at this together while we're here, at its discretion may roll unallocated funds into the next fiscal year or apply those monies elsewhere in the arts and culture budget. That's giving you some leeway. What if it's a slow year, we have this great project, and we need another 1,000? That's for this body to determine if that's what you want to do. Okay, thank you.
Item 4B is a presentation of the Cultural Commission's annual report to the Board of Supervisors. Mark.
This document, according to our charter, the Cultural Commission makes an annual report to the Board of Supervisors no later than May 1 of every year. So what I've done in the past 2 years is try to make this more of a fiscal year calendar that we look at, that we approach the Board of Supervisors with. Last year, Chair McBride and I both penned a report and gave that to the Board of Supervisors. This gives them an opportunity to see the work that we've done, as well as our goals for the very next year. This year, Commissioner Dinelli would be the two of us doing that. And what I did was just to provide, I provided you last year's, just to give the commission and the new two commissioners an idea of what we've done, and if there is anything on there, again, this is going to be a little bit of homework. If there's something on here that you think that needs to be shared, something that stands out in your mind that we would need to express to the Board of Supervisors about the importance of what we do, let me know. Again, this will be brought up in a future meeting, just trying to get the language together.
So, Mark, I know for the next meeting you're going to present public art and the policy and procedure with regard to that. So that I would see as being primary to present to the board.
I'm also looking for a little bit of an interesting way to present this. I think probably this year I'll probably present maybe like an infographic or two, something visual with the stats, and that's going to show some of the hallmark moments that we've had over the year, percentages. You know, of course, we have more people in the audience, it seems, every time we meet. And I've been keeping track of those stats. And also included are the stats will be Cultural Commissioner attendance. So is there anything that stood out to include more so than anything else of the policy, of course? Okay.
Okay. Your report.
Okay.
4C.
Get your popcorn. A lot of ground has been covered since we met in November. I'd like to thank Mr. Michael Smith here in the audience for inviting me to speak at the Ideas on Tap discussion group that he put together. He noted that evening that it was the highest attendance for his event. We had 29 people there, Reno, Sparksman, and Gardnerville, Genoa. I mean, that was really kind of an eye-opener for a couple of us at the table, and that, you know, Carson City really is a crossroads, and it's our neighboring communities that I think are looking to us for that leadership and the opportunities to convene. And I know certainly there in the audience there was a local business owner who was looking for art in her commercial business, private commercial business, and they partnered with the Nevada Artists Association who were there. So it was a good evening, and thank you for inviting us. Another update. In early December, I wrapped up installing 105 paintings at the Carson Senior Center. These were paintings that were donated by artist Carol Benson. And I discovered this stash of paintings, probably about closer to 250 in total, through my interview and discussion with a couple of the municipal departments during Arts and Humanities Month, which was in October, which is where I put my big foot in some other city departments to find where the arts and culture was. And that was everyone from the fire department to the senior center to the library. So that little idea of mine blossomed into this. And if you go on to the Cultural Commission Facebook website, you'll see a whole bunch of before and after images. These are sort of some of my favorites. These are all public rooms where seniors play cards and discuss. And there was so many paintings, so many different sizes, so many different subject matters, that I just decided to do it sort of salon style, where the eye just sort of drifts from one piece to the next. I briefly mentioned our new, thanks to Rachel and IT for putting this together. This is on the CarsonCity.org website, /AC for Arts and Culture. And we've been working on building the content for this. It's still a work in progress, and we're sharing this information with the Culture and Tourism Authority, trying to get our ducks in a row for what we want to have online to introduce art and culture to not only visitors, but also the people who live and work here. A wonderful picture of me screaming at kids. Look at that nice picture. But we're also going to have a press release page. You see some past events. There's Capital Collage, True Grit. But we're building this out, and I'm looking forward to it. Also, another update was, speaking of True Grit, this is a little library that the Clampers in Genoa donated to True Grit for some of its events. It's one of four, in fact. And it's of a stamp mill. And my friend Stephen Saylor told me all about stamp mills, and I had no idea what this was. And this was used to crush ore, and they used it at Donovan Mill. Thanks to Quest Lakes and Silver City, they made a proclamation that we are arts and culture sister cities. Several of us went to that ceremony. And I reached out to Public Works to deliver this little library as sort of an olive branch towards future collaborations to them. And Quest was kind enough to get some doors open, so we had it installed there at the post office there in Silver City. So next time you drive through going to VC, you can just look out your car window, and there it is. This is kindly maintained by the Friends of the Carson City Library, as is the little library in City Hall. We've got some big news here. So back in September, I introduced myself to the marketing team of the Reno Tahoe Airport. We've all been through there several times. We've seen some artwork hanging on the wall, and I was curious where that originates from and what that process is. I pitched to them a proposal for a Carson City arts exhibition, and they really loved it. And in their words, that was the first Carson City anything, their marketing team. And so I'm really excited to say that one of the first opportunities for visitors, legislatures to come through the airport this February will be art in Carson City. So with almost 200 linear feet of walls to fill. The more I spoke to them, the more wall space they gave me, and I started getting nervous. Okay, that's basically the honesty behind it. So I had to call in some friends. You know, these organizations, they've worked so much with us in the past. And so Western Nevada College will be doing a condensed version of the recent faculty show, which was on exhibit not too long ago. Nevada Arts Association, I'll preface this by saying that I reached out to each organization to curate their own works, to add it, to create a full-bodied exhibition called Carson City Arts Taking Flight. So Western Nevada College is doing their mini show of faculty. Nevada Artists Association is offering about maybe 25 or 30 artists. And the coalition, their representation will actually be the 24 parasols that we have, that we purchased from the 2017 Arts and Culture Parade. The state parade was named after Arts and Culture. So the parasols that are currently in the treasurer's office and another 12 or so that are in my office, those will all be together representing the coalition. So the airport, they host the reception, they do the labels, they do the wall panels. Each organization is responsible for creating the content, you know, what their mission statement is, however they want to advertise the organization. For example, Dr. Solis is going to do a quote for Nevada, Western Nevada College. Nevada Artists Association will probably speak to their 40th anniversary of them in the gallery. And the coalition, of course, their part in the parade. So I just found out today, we've been going back and forth on this, that Tuesday, February 26th, will be the opening reception, and that's from 5:30 to 7. So Tuesday, February 26th, 5:30 to 7. We already put together our I put together a guest list, a wish list. Mayor Cole has been kind enough to say he's going to be there to say a few words. We're going to invite Mayor Sheeby, hopefully get some elected state officials too, as well as basically everyone that you can imagine in the community, Northern Nevada artists and arts and culture community, to attend this pretty special event. 5:30 to 7 on Tuesday. I've reached out to the CTA who are here. They're on board. We thought about doing maybe some type of prize grab where, in my mind, the CTA has a whole bunch of their letterhead, all audience participants bowls in a paper airplane, and we have some sort of contest which one goes the furthest. They get a prize. The airport is also speaking about reaching out to some of their high-end food vendors there. They're in the airport and having this sort of be a traveling walking food and art show. So this is all in the works. I'm super excited about it, and I hope you are too.
When do you sleep?
Yeah. Oh, so the show would be up February to April, and it's my goal that, you know, with your help, with everyone's attendance at this, that next legislature, they know who they're going to pick up the phone and call, and we can make this an ongoing thing. Maybe it's other organizations, maybe it's individuals. This time, we'll see. Oh, here's the image of a prior show. So the parasols are going to be down on the west wall between the TV and those chairs. They're three-dimensional. They sit off the wall. I think that's the safest place. And then the east wall would be NAA and WNC. And, of course, each organization is going to have its own panel, logo. The Visitors Bureau is kind enough to take the design element and make something cohesive that we can put out online and send ready to go to the airport for them to do the in-house printing. There are the parasols at the treasurer's office. Oh, I know. I've already heard it. Friday, March 15th from 8 to 12 is another a day you might want to put on your calendar. This is our Arts at the Legislature Day in room 3100 upstairs. This event fell on our lap in 2017. We didn't have much notice, and we had an incredible turnout. And this is an opportunity for our elected officials to come through to see the arts community there in person, and to learn about what we do. There's also coffee and orange juice and that good stuff as well. But instead of contributing to the content of that four-hour show and tell, I've kind of built out, you know, periphery events around it. And so you'll see the International Airport. We're going to get the legislatures coming in thinking about art. Once we're there at the meeting, though, I'm happy to say one of our guests here in the audience, Cynthia Brenneman, was selected to be one of six exhibiting artists that the Nevada Arts Council will highlight at the LXS exhibition. I'm happy to say that Cindy and two others were my nominations. There was a total of nine there for three board members to discuss, and all three of mine were approved, Cindy being from Carson City, Melissa Melrose Moose from Sparks, and Kate O'Hara from Reno. So trying to do my best with my other hat to represent Northern Nevada artists there at the Ledge Building. Again, this document is about a week old, and there's some change to it. The Western Nevada Boys Club, they are bringing in their visiting artist, Zet Gold. She's from Las Vegas, currently living in Idaho. She's going to be here for 8 days to do some workshops and murals and lectures, not only for the Boys and Girls Club, but also a lecture for Carson City as well. The Nevada State Museum, of course, has some programming on March 16th. Nevada's Artists Association, they may or may not, this is the old, do a pop-up show at the Adams Hub. This was prior to them being on board for the airport show, so there's a lot of work to be done among everyone. Our next meeting, I will be inviting Zet here to do a presentation. She's a fantastic young female artist. And speaking with some of my colleagues in Reno, about 5% of public art in Northern Nevada is made by females, and about 1% is made by females of color. So Zet is Persian. She does a lot of illustration, three-dimensional work. She has a connectivity and a personality that I think is really going to benefit those teens and get them spurred and get them excited. Not all artists can do that. You have to know your audience. And so I was working with the Boys and Girls Club, just kind of giving them my curatorial recommendations. That's part of that in-house, in-kind donations we give to our community staff time. And I'm really pleased that she's going to be joining us. And I know she's excited, too. Also on there, you'll see a Russian symphony concert, working with Commissioner Bugley on the details of that. We might be able to get them actually in the legislature building during that four-hour period of time. And I think our working notes, but I think we're trying to get them at the museum to play on this evening of the 16th.
And they will have some other events, too, while they're here. It is a quartet. It's not a full
symphony.
So
anyhow, a lot of exciting stuff. And what we're trying to do is build Carson City as a, you know, exciting city that has arts and culture in it, and especially for a lot of our out-of-town guests to vote in that manner.
Now's the time with the legislature.
Yeah. Coming up. Also, at our next meeting, public art policy. As you know, I've been studying the policy, and policy exists in cities from 3.6 million to, I thought, 13 million. Crested Butte, Colorado has 1,388 people, and they have one. So I'm going to be sharing that draft, not only with the DA's office, the Cultural Commission, but other departments. It's a great opportunity for us to – I mean, the master plan is our – I see it as our wish list. The policy is how to do that. A lot of people call me up on the phone. They drop in. They have an idea. This is going to give the public an opportunity to see where their ideas fall. It's going to give the commission an idea to see how you can assist me further. It's also going to give the other departments, Public Works, DA's office, Parks and Recs, an opportunity to see where they fit in the big picture. And I'm really excited for this. Already I'm working with Public Works on an item that would fall into the content of the public art plan, and that's the DOT Tiger grant for the new South Street Carson. So I'm working with Dan and Tom and Lucia on this proposed turnabout and what would be in this turnabout, and looking at what's allocated already as far as signage, wayfinding, placemaking, reaching out to the CTA, and I've already met with Travel Nevada to see if there are projects relating to rural marketing that this could fall under. Assured that it is. So right now it's just linguistics, and seeing if this can, if what we choose now can be an opportunity to actually become, you know, a logo or a symbol, you know, as Reno created that Believe sign. That's on a lot of their letterhead. And it doesn't have to be a permanent thing. It could be a temporary thing. The Boys and Girls Club celebrated their 25th anniversary. They made a new logo. So that's on their logo and letterhead and email stuff just for this year. But just start thinking about that and how arts and culture plays a role in tourism. I applied for three grants. I won the maximum amount, which was $1,650. And those were three grants from the Nevada Arts Council to attend three conferences, one being Arts Advocacy Day in D.C., which I attended last time in 2017, which gives us an opportunity to speak to our elected officials on why, at the time when the NAA was going to be slashed, why the NAA makes sense, because it funded our True Grit grant, which helps us here in rural Nevada. So it's really a great opportunity to meet newly elected officials. The second one is the annual AFTA conference, American for the Arts. And the last one is for Nevada Basin Deranged Exchange. So that's a rural urban exchange that the Nevada Arts Council put together. I'm really excited about this, and I've been trying to promote this to a lot of people out here, where we're all going to convene in Tonopah for a day or two. And they're going to pair urban and rural entities with each other for an exchange of content. Now, that could be anything. It could be everything from artists doing shows in each other's venue. It could be sharing social media presence, but really trying to get, trying to make fluidity between our urban and rural creative destinations here and throughout the state. So I'm really excited about that, and I wish I could take credit for that, but I can't. I'll just be there. And then finally, you know, if there's something good out there, you got to steal it. My counterpart in Elko, Catherine Wines, created this Mayor's Arts Award, and in December they hold this event. And I was reading this this article and their paper, and I thought, wow. So we had this incredible 10th annual luncheon, right? Now, how are we going to top that? Are we going to do 11th annual? I thought, well, that sounds kind of boring, but how about this? How about a Mayor's Art Award, where we commission an artist to create three, four, five awards, and we open it up to the public to vote upon. I'm making this up on the fly because I have some time because it's in December, right? Most influential business person in the arts, favorite artist in Carson City, several categories that we can really elevate the participation. I would propose to have nominations open to our, not only to our county, but surrounding counties. As you know, we're starting rapports with Silver City. We already have, you know, good rapport with Washoe, and so, you know, we'll look upon the details of that. But I reached out to Mayor Kroll, and he said he was in full support of this, to name it after him. In my idea, this could be an afternoon luncheon, award ceremony. An opportunity to really push what we do. Just two other notes I wrote here. I also recently became a member of the Downtown Business Association in the Reno Tahoe territory. So the DBA, you know, typically have done an annual art project. They didn't do one last year, and so this is an opportunity to get to know. There are several arts organizations in Carson City that are members of that. But just to have my ear to the rail on local affairs, commercial affairs, and the RTT. David, you might have to help me if I massacre this, but the RTT, I believe, is one of four or five sections of Nevada that Travel Nevada maps out. They create tourism strategies, and they convene once a month. And that's a great opportunity. I actually leaned upon them when I did Capital Collage, and a lot of our donations came through those hotels and DMOs. That's it for me. Are there any questions?
We're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
How do you think I feel?
And this is a person doing this. It's just marvelous. Well, here we are at item 4D, commissioner reports. Anybody want to talk about anything? Karen?
I've got one thing. I just want to share that the Greenhouse Project, which was originally launched through the Cultural Commission, is one of the awardees this year for the Green Nevada Pine Cone Sustainability Award, which is pretty cool. And just to quote what they had to say, sustainability is more than a science. It's an art, and it truly is. So.
Yeah, congratulations. You want to say anything about the flower, the baskets?
Thank you for reminding me. We have less than 10 baskets left to sponsor. We would like to keep beauty in a basket all over town, so in our downtown corridor and on Curry Street behind. So you can go on carsoncitygreenhouse.org and download a form. And we've extended the early bird special to the end of this month, which is coming quickly, and we'd like to have this done and finished. So, and Concert Under the Stars is scheduled for July 10th this year. We are growing, and I'll have more on that at the next meeting.
The Mile High Jazz Band performs tomorrow at Living the Good Life at 7:30, and that's free, although it's a wonderful place to have a drink and have dinner.
Commissioner McCormick, maybe you're performing somewhere soon?
I believe Thursday. I am performing at the Pink House in Genoa. I can't place the date or the time. the time. Do you know the time?
I certainly do.
He's your agent. Yeah, I know. I've been more busy coming up with the set list. 15%. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be performing there solo at
Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, it's a wonderful venue. I hope to see some of you there, and hopefully I don't butcher it.
To future agenda items. If
you don't mind, Chair Dineo, there's one item I forgot to mention in my coordinated report. And I wanted to speak just briefly about Commissioner Abel. And as you know, she served us as a Board of Supervisors. She is termed out, but under our charter, all seven commissioners here are appointed by the Board of Supervisors, and she was appointed by the Board of Supervisors. So her current capacity is a citizen at large. And that would be you will serve until your, I don't know when that date is, but whenever that date is to the end of your term as a citizen at large. I just wanted to make that here public in case anyone had any questions about her presence here.
Isn't it a 3-year term? For you specifically?
Because mine have been 3.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to 4F is upcoming meetings and events. future agenda items first, because that's the one I'd like to speak to. And I handed out a few. I sat down and put some thoughts down because I'm looking at where are we? We're in year three of Mark's 5 years. And you've done an amazing job in getting out there, from my point of view, in meeting the world, especially in Northern Nevada and all the other arts organizations in other states, and have worked very, very hard in a one-man band doing seven people's jobs. And I think you need to be congratulated for that. However, here we are in year three. And is it time to take a look at the next steps? Where do we go from here? How do we beef up where we are? How do we get known out there in the public? How do we find assistance and help for Mark? Because he certainly does need it. So we've talked in the past about business communities, and that now that we've gone out, it's time to come back and be more local in terms of what's our agenda for this next year? What do we want to accomplish? What do we think the things are that we need to do? This is only my opinion, and I'm sure going to turn it out to all of you. So I thought about defining who and where we are and set goals for 2019-2020 with the assistance and information from everybody, all your suggestions. But we need to my point of view, the business community to buy into arts and culture. I'd like to see us have them be sponsors. So we would need to know how many businesses are there in Carson City and what's the size of the business. And what is it that we think that we, as the commission working with Mark, have an idea of who we are and why we are important for business. If we're saying we're important for business, how are we important for business? So with that in mind, if we're going to focus where we are and what we want to do, my point of view, I would like to see us have a board retreat. I'd like to sit down with Mark and any other folks that you deem are, you know, should be with us. And a facilitator, keep us on point, and just talk about these things in terms of how can we help the efforts for arts and culture in Carson. Instead of just sitting here every couple of months and listening to reports and talking about things, what do you want us to do? When we say commission reports, what's your report, and what's your report, and what are you working on, and what is happening here? And that's just where my head is. So now I'm going to throw it open to everybody else. Next.
I support your idea, Barbara. I think we all have the opportunity to contribute to this commission, and we definitely could make improvements. Each individual, I think we can definitely improve and help this commission improve.
Think so too.
I was speaking to Commissioner Deneo about this the other day. And you know, everyone is on this board because they have a specialty. If you look at our colleagues in Reno, their cultural commission is made up of 13 people, and they have a grants panel, a public art panel, and a marketing panel, each of which has another 13 people. Now these are all open meetings and they're all staffed, and there's agendas to all this, to all those, you know. I support the idea of a retreat. And if you recall, several months ago, I gave you a document that said the five pathways to arts influence and awareness. And I think we can take a look at that to bring in specialists to work with the commission on finding your role. I mean, the role of this body has changed dramatically in the past 2 years, from meeting quarterly to every other month to full steam ahead. And so I would definitely be in support of that idea. I would work with the DA's office on what type of open meeting or recording or that sort of stuff. I believe this would fall under an educational retreat as city departments and board of supervisors do themselves. I think it's a great opportunity, and certainly not limited just to businesses, but the advancements, you know, what are the advancements for the Cultural Commission, and where does the Cultural Commission see them, I guess, themselves in the future with me? Yeah. You know, for example, that Mayor's Art Award, that might be a great project. I mean, the board did a spectacular job putting together that luncheon for the 10th annual. I mean, there were like 50 people there, and I think that the Mayor's Art Award could be another signature event for the commission to really hold the reins on. I mean, everyone was like cooking food and bringing it and being there and putting up with my parents that were there. I mean, oh, everyone, thank you cards for that. But
I know two relatively large museums, one being the Oakland Museum, who has an artist lending library where a bank, a school, or whatever could come in if they want a large piece or something that they could rent to take and have on a wall in their business. And if they don't like it, they bring it back and they can get something else. But there are lots of ways that we could be introducing ways to help business and therefore have business help us. So I just like it. So that means, Mark, we need to talk, and if we throw out two or three dates, how about 8:30 to 5? 9 to 5. Is we good? 9 to 5. 9 to 5, lunch included. And we'll just brainstorm. Lupe?
May I make a recommendation that this is done on a Saturday because sure. We have work commitments during the week?
Sure. I'm assuming that's for just about everybody, so, yeah.
Certainly. We're not making any motions to do so. It's just all for discussion.
It's
but
just discussion.
I think the Cultural Commission meeting with some invited guests to develop your idea and your execution is much appreciated from my point of view.
Okay. Good. Working together, it will be good. So we'll talk and get some dates out to folks and see. So anybody who has conflict that you know of in the next 6 weeks on a Saturday.
I would propose whatever this retreat is happens after June. We're really stacked heavy in the first part of the year. Fiscal budget, the RAC grants. Allocation, distribution, wrap-up of last year, public art policy, all this is going to influence these decisions. So my forecast wouldn't be until the summer.
Until the summer, June. Okay.
That's our first time.
Yeah, your first time going through a budget, too. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. But I think, you know, especially for Milo and Chris, this is a wonderful opportunity to sort of get your hands in there and see what we're doing and what we are about. But I just think everybody has cared and has put in as much effort has been requested and have offered to help and assist. Same goes for the audience who's been there all the way along helping. And I'm looking at the three ladies over here saying, you are jewels in the Carson Crown. So do I, no other further business, do I have a motion? What are you doing? Okay, go ahead.
Could I go back to the future agenda items?
Sure.
And add an item? I would like to continue the conversation or the discussion about having the Mother's Day celebration in May. Mm-hmm. And if I am able to add that item on the agenda, I will be able to bring a proposal.
Okay. The next meeting. Can we agendize that? Great. Any other suggestions, ideas? Okay, upcoming meetings. Who has that, Mark? Are you the one telling us?
Just our typical meeting. Our next one is March 11th, 5:30. As I mentioned, that's 4 days before the Arts at the Legislature Building. By this time, the art show at the airport will be up, and we'll have a guest speaker, Zette Gold.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Got through the first meeting.
Any other public comments? Come on ahead, please. Pretty color.
Yeah. Thought I'd wait to last. You might remember. The Russians are coming. And the good Russians. My name is Patty Cooper Smith. I live in Carson City. I was approached by a friend who is the United States manager for a Russian classical string quartet, the Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet from St. Petersburg, Russia. And she organizes their West Coast tours every year. And she wanted to know if there was any interest in Carson City for the quartet to come here to extend their Northern California tour. And I said, whoa, I have no idea if there's really any interest in this type of thing here. And I said, let me think about it. And I approached David and Eleanor Bugley with the Carson City Symphony, and I was just stunned at the positivity and the energy. And so now the quartet is planning to be in Carson City for 4 days, March 14th through the 17th. We are working on some grants. I'm working on some fundraising for underwriting. We have a master class plan for the first evening. We have, let's see, where's my schedule here? Ellie, that's getting complicated. We have a house concert on the Friday night. We have now a small concert, thanks to Mark Salinas, at the Nevada State Museum on Saturday, and a little performance earlier in the day at the legislature, just to get them out there and into the community. And then a larger concert Sunday afternoon at St. Peter's Episcopal. And we're going to be reaching out to everybody we can in the community, the schools and groups, to try to promote enough attendance that maybe they'll come back. This is a group that performs all over the world. They have impeccable classical training. They give master classes, lessons, cultural exchange programs. The house concert project is, we hope, being underwritten by the Nevada Humanities, and they'll be giving a kind of a cultural context talk in addition with their music. So I just want to encourage everybody to keep an ear and eye out for flyers and advertising, and maybe it'll be a good attendance. That's important for us.
That is lovely. Oh, my goodness.
Would Patty? You mind just stating your name first and last, just for the record, just to make sure it's marketed?
Yes. My name is Patty Cooper Smith.
Patty, if you get any flyers, would you drop them by the restaurant?
Yes.
I'll put them up.
Yes, I will be doing a lot of things with flyers. We're right now trying to get the program set for the 4 days. It's gotten bigger than I expected. but, gee, the reception everywhere so far has just been wonderful.
Wonderful.
So I'm very excited, and I hope we can really reach out to the community as well as the students and teachers and, you know, really make it a broad-based approach for purposes.
Which makes me think, between now and our next meeting, there's so much going on. Could we somehow get a little blurb piece in the newspaper that would just list all these various cultural opportunities that are coming along? I mean, one more thing for you
I
to do, Mark.
I know the
Mark.
Symphony is doing outreach. So they have basically partnered with the quartet. I am just the worker bee who's trying to help facilitate it. And I've been working on fundraising, and it's going very well. And your talk about business associations, Ellie has her symphony contacts. I have been trying to reach out in other areas for new donors to the symphony rather than just rely on the base that she had, so that maybe it'll expand a bit. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. And I know we have one other
Hi. I'm Maureen Conlon, Arts for Children of Nevada, and I just wanted to share a couple of projects that we're doing starting off 2019. The first one is, upside down. It's a poster that we're hoping can start conversation and promote the arts. It says, working together one beat at a time, diversity, equality, and inclusion. So I'm hoping to get this into the schools and around the community so that it can start those conversations. The second project, which I'm very excited about, I first met Mark, I walked into his office with the idea of starting Arts for Children of Nevada, and one of my projects was a mural. And I'm very excited that we're going to be working with the Boys and Girls Club to do that mural. It's going to consist of 300 hands from the children and the teens, making each of the pieces to come together. There'll be a workshop for them on February 15th, March 15th, and the installation will be the first week of April. So that will be a very fun project for the kids. They're gonna come up with the design. I have somebody coming from Tucson that is coordinated over 250 of these murals throughout the United States, including Sandy Hook at the new school there. So she's going to be doing that with them. And then the other project that we're bringing in is going to be a children's concert series, where I'm going to bring artists from around the country that specialize in children's music. I have a gal from Baltimore who's also a ventriloquist, a gal from California, and a gal from Colorado who'll come in and offer that to the community free somewhere in Carson City. So it's been busy. So thank you.
Wonderful to have people like you in this town working so hard to
work for the arts. If anybody, this is going to be distributed free, so if anybody would like any copies, let me know. I'm going to send them to the printer. Arts for Children of Nevada is sponsoring it, so the copies are all covered. So hopefully we can see them out and about.
Yeah, thanks. Put them up at the college. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else that anybody wants to say? Okay. Possible time to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.